This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Tell me you love me. I need a good laugh. I'm holy water. You need a good bath. Whiskey and perfume. You had a nightcap. Now how about that? A perfect stranger. He's got a bullet with your name in the chamber. A body organ, rearranger. You feel my danger. This time a bitch gets less for all your excuses. Keep coming faster, but your mouth cannot run my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. This time a bitch gets the last word. Don't try to lie. When you got found out, it's not your heart that my sights will take out. I'm pointing you south. Oh, ain't you so cute, the way you beg me. You might get lucky, I'm feeling friendly. I might not shoot you in the glen, you're defending. Your shit's never ending. This time a bitch gets the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster, but your mouth cannot.
September night, when you were rocking me, gripping me tight, my nails running up and down your spine. I never would have thought you'd drive a knife through mine. Remember feelings that we had before, pinned up against the office door.
Time. Welcome to the Nooner Show. I'm Jay Dubs.
And I'm Denise Brennan-Nelson.
And we are broadcasting live from PodcastDetroit.com Network from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan. And it's Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day. And Rocky just showed up.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocky. Nice sit over here.
We have a room full again. I love this.
We're going to have a very heated conversation later today with our guests.
Yes, we are. Oh, a little play on words there. We won't tell you why she used that. But wait, before we talk about the heat in the room.
The spice.
It's Jackie's birthday today. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Jackie.
Thank you.
Woohoo! Woo. So a couple quick questions. Okay. What are you doing for your birthday?
Drugs.
That was her daughter that said that.
Yeah, so who's doing the drugs, Rocky?
Not you.
Not me. Who's calling in? No, we can't take calls right now. We're talking about my birthday.
Yeah.
You have to call back later.
Today is your birthday.
Okay, that was We can move on. We're going out. We're going out to dinner. Wait, actually,
you're going out to dinner. Go.
Well, we are going to go out to dinner, but then there is, I think there's a grand opening for a brewery in Lapeer because I invited everybody to come out there tonight, but I'm not sure it's really happening today. So we're going to need to look into that.
Well, happy birthday, Mark Thank Anthony, you. Jennifer Lopez, Amy Poehler, and Will Arnett. All share your birthday.
J Lo, my girl.
I know mm-hmm. you have a lot in common with her.
I do. Okay, so they keep calling in. Can we?
Somebody's dying to get a hold of us. That's because they know who we have in the studio today.
Oh, I think so.
It's the heat. It's already heating up.
It's spicing up. People want some spice.
Yes. So, well, anyways, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited to be able to share it with you.
Thank you. Yeah. And I appreciate the surprise party, too.
Yes. That's really cool. Well, I got here early to decorate the studio.
I know.
And guess who shows up in the parking lot?
Well, I'm
J-Dub.
Always, but I'm always early. So what were you thinking?
You're not always early.
I am. Okay,
you I had to close out of it.
You try to be.
We need to close.
All right.
But,
so
yeah, I'm sorry I ruined the surprise, so, but thank you.
Let's talk about, I know you did a couple exciting things this weekend. Let's talk about this weekend. Tell everybody what you did.
Well, not everything I did, but we'll talk about. So John and I went down to Dally in the Alley Festival in Detroit. Have you ever heard of it?
I've never heard of it. Dally in the Alley. I love the name, though.
Oh, it's so cool. I think it's one of the best festivals I know I can say that I've ever been to.
Really?
It was very, like, gritty Detroit, Detroit-made. Everything was Detroit, you know, clothing, artwork. The bands were really cool. And the crowd was really cool. It was sort of like a hipster meets Bob Marley type of crowd. Oh. It was really cool. But we went down to see Jean Irene perform. You know who she is. She was the second runner-up of American Idol last year. And our good friend Big John got us backstage to meet her. And she's phenomenal. Just great personality, beautiful. And awesome on stage.
She performed.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Wow. And really was it good. Only Saturday night or all week?
It was just Saturday.
I've never heard of it.
Saturday
Have you guys heard
day,
of it?
Yeah.
Saturday all day, which I thought was...
Oh, during the day?
Well,
not even
well,
just...
Well, it was at night, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All day and night. But one day only, which kind of surprised me because they had a huge crowd. And it's in the alleys in Detroit. And there are stages set
Thus
up
Thus the
all
name
over the
Dally
place.
In the Alley?
Yeah.
Well, when you mentioned it, Dally in the Alley, for some reason I was... intrigued by that word dally, so I looked it up.
Oh, you did?
I did. And there were two definitions. The first one was act or move slowly.
Okay.
So act or move slowly through the alley,
yes,
enjoying the art. The second one, and I think this is probably why you went, was have a casual romantic or sexual liaison with someone. So I want to know what you did in the alley.
Well, remember I said I can't tell you everything.
Did you move slowly having a sexual liaison? Or
the answer is yes.
Yes and yes.
I'm going to go to Dally in the Alley next.
But actually, when we were in Detroit, I got a text from our CEO, Rebecca.
Oh, yes.
She was down in Detroit, too. And you know where she was at?
I heard.
I know. She was at the Before I Die wall.
Yes, which you should remind everybody what that is.
Well,
that's the wall
that was put up in Detroit, but it's in actually 73 countries where people write, before I die, I would or I want to. And, you know, they write out whatever they... their wishes.
Right.
And so what was Rebecca writing?
Okay. It's a great... Well, I asked her. I said, well, did you write anything? She wouldn't tell me, but I think I know.
Oh, what? Because if she wouldn't tell you, that's not good.
No. I think she wrote, before I die, I want to get paid for being the CEO of the Nooner Show.
She's all paid. You know what? I'm going to go down and erase that.
That greedy
well,
CEO
look,
of ours.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, she started with us, what, 2 months ago? And she's been promoted to CEO. She skipped
and what
every
more does she
level
want?
Of management to get to CEO just because she knew how to do Facebook and we didn't.
I know. So, well, she knows how to do a lot more than that.
I know. But she's very talented.
But she was really excited. I have to tell you that she didn't know about the Before I Die board until you brought it up. Mm-hmm. And when she was down there, she was walking by it with a couple people and she saw it and she was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, really?
And she said, I've got to take pictures. And they stood there and they watched people write on it. And she was just so fascinated by it. And I am too, like you said, 70 or 73 countries. There's about 1,000 of these boards all over the world.
Right.
And it's just a great place for people to write down what they want to do before they die.
Well, and what else? It's even fascinating how the whole thing started. I mean, you know, it was, I can't remember.
Cindy or Candy?
Connie, wasn't it? No, Candy.
Candy Chang.
Right. She started it out of, you know, she had just lost a loved one, was very depressed, and she has abandoned homes.
Yeah, they take abandoned homes. That's the other thing that I love about it.
And she asked for permission and started that board, and it was sort of like her way of channeling the depression, and it just took off around the world.
And look what it did. It's yep, there you go. Setback becoming a comeback.
That's it. You got it.
You're one of your great phrases. I'm going to put that on your tombstone.
Oh, so we're talking about my funeral again?
From your birthday to your funeral.
Thank you, Denise.
To your dally in the alley.
Let's just hurry up and get it over with.
It's all
right?
About you. The whole show's about you.
Really, Denise? Because look at this. You know, I have a complaint. Seriously. I have one little corner here on this table. I realize this every single week. And you take up the entire area. I have to jump over the table
My husband's
to get out of
listening
this room. No, but it's like you're not giving a State of the Union address here. What is this? Seriously.
I know. Thank goodness we're on radio and people can't see this. It is
but
kind of a...
this is every week. I have to walk around this.
I know.
To crawl under the table.
I know.
It's, you know.
Well... I know. I have a lot of stuff. Well, remember my Before I Die? I want to learn how to pack lighter.
Well, yeah, your sister called in. I can just imagine what it was like growing up with you.
She said good luck with that. Well, I wasn't like that when I was younger.
Really?
I think it's because I'm from a big family and I have the need to surround myself with things that make me feel comfortable. I don't know what it is. It's a disease. That's all I know.
Yes, it is.
So,
we can get help, I'm sure.
But I do want to know, before we get to our heated guest or our guest
spicy,
full of heat or
spicy,
our spicy,
spicy
dudes
guest
that are sitting here with us, do we have a football team, a fantasy football team?
Okay. Let me tell you what happened. All right.
Oh, I'm scared again.
Yeah. No, the conversation did not turn out good. So I did exactly what you asked me to do. I went to John Paul and I said, hey, we need you to, create a fantasy football team. Denise and I want one. And he said, well, okay, well, we have to get everybody together. Like it was this big complicated way to get a whole bunch of people together. And I said, no, we don't have to get anyone together. Just put together the team for us. And he said, no, I can't do that because I'm going to play against you guys. And I said, no, you're not going to play against us. Let's all be on the same team. I said, that's what Denise said to do. And he said, that's not what Denise said to do. She probably said, let's be in the same league. And I said, no, we're going to be on the same team. He said, no, we're not going to be on the same team. So this bantering.
Oh, boy. I knew I should have taken this job.
It went back and forth. He started getting mad at me. And I said, look, I said, quit complicating it and just give me this make-believe team, okay? Put it together. And then he got really mad. He said, it's not make-believe, it's fantasy. I was like, yeah, I know. I know it's fantasy. I like to
people
call it
take it seriously.
Oh, they do.
The guys that are here,
I was number 24,000 out of 27,000 players on FanDuel this weekend, so I took a big loss.
Oh,
gosh.
What about you?
Oh, yeah. I take a perennial last place finish, and all my leagues are awful.
How many leagues are you in?
Six.
You're in six leagues?
Wait, John had to leave the room to go get
a drink.
A liquor. Drink.
It is an official ninja meeting.
Oh, so. This is the Nooner show, you know?
Yeah, but did you hear? This is how they have their meetings.
Right.
So I think we're going to learn a lot here in how they have meetings. But let me ask you something with fantasy football or make-believe football, whatever. I prefer to call it make-believe.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Sure.
How many players are on a team?
Well, you've got all your major positions, quarterback, running back, wide receivers, usually three or four wide receivers, a kicker, a defense.
So, like, how many people do you pick?
Chicks like the tight ends.
That's what Denise likes. We've had this discussion before.
You'll pick somebody for most of the positions, and then you've got a bench, too. So if somebody's hurt, you can substitute them out.
Okay.
Do you have to have the whole team, Jackie?
Okay.
No, you don't have to have the whole. You could go to FanDuel.com or DraftKings.com.
No,
that's like Ford and Chevy of betting fantasy football.
But here's the thing.
We don't have a team, so what do we care?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because you know
can
what?
Can we use John's team to root for? John?
Sure.
Okay. How many teams do you have? No, John's taking a shot. John, pay attention.
John, he thinks this is a ninja meeting here. Look at these guys.
And, you know, our poor audience, they don't even know what we're talking about yet.
Because we're all taking shots.
Just stay with us. We'll fill you in why they're here, what they're doing. But how many teams do you have, John?
I actually don't.
You don't have a team?
Well, he is under suspicion.
Yeah.
John Paul?
I'm doing John Paul. Yeah, that's
okay. All right. Now, do you bet money?
No, we don't. We just do it for fun.
Okay. Do you bet money?
Oh, yeah.
Kurt. Yep. Kurt, John? Joe?
You know what? No. My wife's listening, so no. No. I don't.
Damn it, Joe.
Kurt, you're busted.
He owes me $20, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Where's the jar? Yeah.
Your wife's listening, too, John. Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, we don't have a team, but that's okay. Maybe next year.
Okay, because John Paul said he would...
Isn't it too late? It's not too late?
No, I don't think so.
No, you can bet every week.
You know what? I'll call John Paul.
Well, that's what he said. He's not going to go through me because he's had it. He'll talk to you about it.
But maybe it's your birthday today. Maybe he'll be super nice. He got up and made you eggs and bacon.
I'm not going to do this make-believe football team.
I can help you out. It'll be losing, but I can help you out.
No.
I will say one thing. My boyfriend has two teams, and it does take up a lot of his time. He's like always following players and listening to the game.
We don't have time.
How do you guys do six teams?
Oh, my gosh.
I think he would just never talk to me if he had six teams.
Yeah. My brother in DC, he's on a corporation team, and they've got like a waiting list to be on these teams, and they win serious money.
Yeah, a study just came out that fantasy football has overtaken masturbation for.
I actually believe
that's a lie.
I'm just telling you, it's a government study.
Not in my house.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, we should introduce our guests, perhaps.
I think we better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, because obviously we have a lot to talk about. All right. So, wait. One more thing before I die.
Okay.
I want to talk about John Paul.
Oh.
I know we just talked about John Paul and fantasy football, but...
We did.
I know you tried to get me not to talk about this, but I love this story. So let me see if I get it right. Correct me if I don't.
I will.
Rocky, help me out if I get any of the details. Yeah. So... In Lapeer
School District.
Thank you. I'm off to a good start, aren't I?
Have another shot.
I haven't had a shot. In the Lapeer School District, there were two schools. There was an East Lapeer and a West Lapeer, and they were rivals, correct? Which you can imagine. It'd be like MSU and U of M.
Go Panthers.
So what they did last year was they combined the two schools, and they called it one Lapeer.
Correct.
And I think there was a lot of, you know, maybe some controversy and maybe some, you know, nerves about
hesitation.
Whether. And, you know, how will these once rivals now get along and all that.
Right.
So then John Paul, who's a musician, wrote a song and he recorded the song and he sent the song to
the principal
at the One Lapeer School, who fell in love with it, sent that on to the superintendent, who fell in love with it. Right. And it is now One Lapeer's school song.
Correct. It's sort of their anthem that's going to be played at all their home games.
Okay. And it's called Welcome to the Strike Zone, and it is amazing. We are going to close the show with that song. And I just think it's, again, it kind of goes back to the whole reason we want to do this show. It's talking about, you know, taking a wish, finding out what's the way, you know, not letting things get in your way. And he did it. And it's a great song. I mean, talk about pumping up teams when they come in.
Yeah.
So we want to give a shout out to John Paul, first of all, but also to Lapeer.
Yes.
They are playing who this
Saginaw Heritage
this Friday night.
Yes.
Home or away?
Away.
Away. Okay. So, well, they won't hear their song then.
Well, that's
I hope he plays it on the bus or something.
He's not a football player, so he doesn't go on the bus.
He's a musician.
That's even better.
He's a rocker. That's right. So we'll close out the show with that song. Make sure you stay till the end with us and listen to that. He's 16 years old. We should say that as well.
Yes.
Not that there's age on talent and all of that, but...
He needs his haircut, too.
Oh, don't listen to him, John Paul. All right, so let's introduce our guest. Who's doing that?
Oh. I thought that was you. Okay, well, what's the wish, what's the way, and what's in the way? And this is our segment where we get to hear the stories of how people take a leap of faith to pursue an idea, the wish, how they balance their passion with the harsh realities that entrepreneurs face. And in our studio today, we have the creators and founders of Smoke Eater Foods, They created a spice line called Ninja Number 8. And we have Joe O'Brien, a firefighter from Hadley, Michigan. And this is the story is it's two firefighters and a pizza guy. And we have Kurt Nass, who is the fire chief in Hadley. And we have John Wallace, my husband, and the owner of the Parlor Pizzeria in Hadley.
And so, they're otherwise known as the Spice Guys.
The Spice
right,
Guys,
Rocky?
Too.
Yeah.
And
Junior said that.
Yeah. They, Junior nicknamed them that.
Their commitment is to distributing gold in a bottle, I read.
Right.
Gold in a bottle. Now, we've already sampled. They brought in some avocados with diced up tomatoes and some of the spices
yes.
on it.
Well, and them. See, this we're going to start with Joe because... Joe is the one that actually came up with this this idea of having a spice line, and he's a great cook, and he loves to grill, and he's excellent at it. He loves to season his food and entertain. So, Joe, tell us, how did it get started?
He is a sensei.
I am a sensei.
Love that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've told people the story, but I've never told them the true story.
Oh. But three shots later, you got to tell us the truth.
A little bit of truth serum, and it just might come out.
Brain's out the truth.
That's right. And it started out with two Shaolin monks, a prostitute, and a dog named Charlie. Oh, no, that's a different show.
That's a different show.
Dude, that was last weekend.
I love spicy food all my life. I've loved peppers, all types of different hot peppers, and my neighbors did too. And I tried to burn my neighbors' tongues right off, you know, and they kept coming back for more and more, and they said, this isn't hot enough. And I would play around with different formulations for them, and I grew hot peppers until I saw the dogs peeing on them. So I had to go a different route. And I swear, you know, what I gave my neighbors, I swear there was a condom on their tongues. There was just no way they could not have, you know, surrendered.
Hey, there's another idea.
So, you know, I finally came up with a formulation that was really, really good. And everybody who tasted it, I just did it for fun, and they loved it. And then I came up with one more, number 9, Ninja Number 9, and it wasn't as good. So I went back to Ninja Number 8 and just started giving it away just for fun.
Well, so why did you call it Ninja Number 8?
Well, I was mixing it in the house, and that was mistake number 1 because it was like a mustard gas that went through the house. And my daughter walked around the corner, my daughter Caitlin, and she said, "What are you doing? It feels like something just kicked me in the face."
Oh.
And I said, "That's right, you just got kicked by the ninja."
Oh, wow.
And so it stuck, and I've made Ninja Number 8 ever since.
Wow. Yeah. But there was a Ninja Number 1, too. I mean, did you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
There was a buddy of mine came up with a bottle that I used to take these old, everybody's old spice bottles and put blue painter's tape on them and put a skull and crossbone on them.
With a Sharpie.
In Sharpie.
Yeah.
In Sharpie.
And I, on the back of it, I would put JoJo Monkey Toes. I don't know why I did. I think there was a lot of alcohol involved at one point. Then and before, and I would give it out. And a buddy of mine came up with a Ninja Number 1 bottle. It says Dad's Hot Habanero Pepper Powder. And it had a skull and crossbone. I made it for this guy, Chris Fisher, for Father's Day. And just as something fun. And then it just started number 1, number 2, number 3, and then the magical number 8.
So when you came up with this, you really didn't have any intention of you know, starting a company. You were just doing it for fun and...
Just for fun and passion.
Give it away to friends. And so how did this happen with these two drunks next to you?
I think that's where John comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
Where'd you pick them up?
Yeah. Here's where I get
to turn
John,
over. I think John is the person to talk to
the
next.
The colonel.
He is a colonel.
Yeah, well, Joe gave me a bottle of the number 8, and we tried it on pizza, and I turned it on to some of our customers.
Okay.
And they really liked it. They wanted to know where to get it. So we just, like, Joe, can you make this stuff? I need more. And next thing you know, Kurt got involved, and because he's a marketing guy, and we decided to get going. And I put it on the menu, and they kept growing from there.
Right, because one of the signature items there is Ninja Bread, which is very popular. Yep.
Oh. So how many actual spices do you have?
We have three right now.
Okay.
And then we're going to unveil a fourth today.
We just got a taste
on the show.
Yeah, Lime Island Inferno, my first recipe here.
So what? Tell us about that.
Well, these guys are the gurus, so I'm sort of taking the backstage to the recipes. Although I do sit and I watch over these guys when they mix the recipes. I sit there and make sure they get it right because we are drinking. We are drinking.
I was thinking that. I hope somebody's watching over them.
I apologize because our ninja doctrine, when we first started this company, we came up with a ninja doctrine, and we came up with every basic everything that less than a meteor striking Earth and we all die, whatever, every scenario that could happen, we figured out right in the onset. That's why we have such a great relationship.
Yeah, I did see that.
Unfortunately, that was really good. Unfortunately, it's about 8 or 9 pages long. But
so you sat and talked about
our business first.
How long? For how long?
Not very long.
It, 13 minutes.
I took. I happened to
wait
be
a minute. 13 minutes and 8 or 9 pages later. You put that all in writing and you all signed it?
Yeah, I put it in writing because I came from a company that had multiple owners and it was an ugly relationship. And, out of that formed a new company with two owners. And that company is, by the way, District Publishing, which I work for. That's why I'm not a millionaire yet because it's such a great company. So anyways, I even ran it by my president of the company, but we wanted to just sort of lay out so there would be no animosity in case something happened, blah, blah, blah. We got it all worked out in the onset. But out of that came things like whenever the three of us are together, obviously we have to have a shot of whiskey. So, it's never a single shot. So,
we just witnessed.
We finished
the bottle.
We have things in place that ensure that we are solid to the core, and it's been great ever since. It's been 3 or 4 years.
Along.
So, yep. Yeah. It's never changed since day one. We love each other. It's great.
And you guys do have a fun energy. I was telling Denise, I said, this is going to be a fun interview.
Absolutely. I want to go back to you came up with the idea. How long before the idea, how long did it take before you actually were rolling with it?
Probably. Well, I started trying to dose my neighbors for about 2-3 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then just enjoying that, you know. And every fall, harvest time, I would find the hottest peppers available, mix them up, grind them, dry them, all that stuff. And then it just so happened that I gave it to John, and he tried it.
And what actually happened was John joined the Hadley Township Fire Department, which was – I was the chief. And
Joe did.
I'm sorry. We're like
too.
7 shots in.
You didn't know that, Jackie?
So Joe –
is that where you're at?
Doesn't he Joe joins the fire department. And like 2 or 3 meetings in, he gives me this bottle, this ridiculous bottle of spice. Hey, you like hot stuff? I'm like, yeah, of course I like hot stuff. And he's like, try this. It's like – it's got blue – painter's taping a freaking Sharpie image of a skull and crossbones. I'm like, all right, whatever. He's just a nug, you know. He's a newbie. He's a probie firefighter. But anyways, so I take it home. I use it, and I'm like, holy crap, this is awesome. So for the next, 2 years, of course, John's using it at the parlor, and I get all my pizza from the parlor.
Good answer.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable. So for like the next year, 2 years, at least 2 years, I'm bugging these guys. We got together. And I think what finally did it was my position at the company I work for, District Publishing. We work for distributors of food and just about every distributor you can imagine in any industry. And I basically brought them like 20 brochures of what we do, business to business, advertising. And I think they finally, a light went off in their head. Hey, wow, we could probably do this. I have this, you know, backdrop, you know, this history that we could probably make this work. So
they forced me.
We forced them.
Those two guys.
We are going into business regardless. It's not your decision, blah, blah, blah.
That's what they said.
We started, like I said, the ninja doctrine, and we went from there. So.
What did your family say when you you know, when this all started kind of snowballing into something?
Well, my family loves the Parlor. They have absolute, I'm just not saying this, this is the best pizza and the absolute best calzones you can get. And everything's handmade. It's tremendous. So they were always big fans of the cheese bread and then the calzone. So once they started seeing that more people like this, they were very supportive, and they wanted nothing more than to support me. My friends have supported us.
And to see it with a real label, not a skull bones on it.
Oh, yeah.
Not painter's tape and a Sharpie.
What's the hardest part? You know, Jackie and I talk about this a lot. Often when somebody has an idea, you hear about the beginning, you hear about the end or where it's at this point, but you don't hear about everything in between, all the struggles. You've already mentioned a couple years here and a couple years there. What was, or maybe still is, the hardest part about this, about taking an idea and getting it out there?
Well, I guess the first thing you have to do, or the hardest part about it, is to have a vision. If you don't have some type of goal in mind, you won't get anywhere. You'll just spin your wheels. And our vision literally was to fund our indiscretions.
That is what I'm talking about. Joe, answer the
I was on the edge of my seat.
Properly. It's the wives and the kids.
I'm thinking he's
the
going wives to say
and
something
the kids.
So
know,
profound, and I'm all glued to every word. If you could see him, he looks like a perfectly normal guy.
It is the wives and kids holding us back.
Tell you what, there's some skeletons in this guy's closet. In every one of our closets.
That's why you put the skeleton bone on
that's
this. That's
right.
What still should be there from the sound of it.
So successfully, we have funded several indiscretions.
There's a lot of golf, a lot of drinking, some boating.
We've seen no profits.
Some strip clubs.
So, Jackie, I did want to ask them what advice they have for other people, but maybe
I don't
we
think
should
so.
Just skip that part.
Let's skip that part.
Oh, no, we've got advice. All right. Bad advice.
Jackie, remember the time we dropped Joe off at your house with the lights and siren and you were about to kill me?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
That was a ninja meeting.
Yeah, that was a ninja meeting.
Oh, my. How many hours a week do you work on this?
Zero.
Well, you just came up with a new spice.
It sells itself. Okay. It is the crack cocaine of all foods.
Where can people buy it?
They can buy it at the Parlor.
Okay.
They can buy it at Smoke.
Smokehouse.
Smokehouse in Elmont.
And on your
on
website.
53.
They can buy it online,
website,
right?
Online, ninja-8.com. Ninja-8.com. And that's basically we have online sales every single week from California to Texas to the Philippines to just in-state.
Now, during the holidays, you guys came up with a three-pack you've had.
That's a trifecta.
Okay, whatever you want to call it, custom homemade wood crate. It's really cool. It's packaged really cool, and you guys have had a hard time keeping up with demand. So, what are you guys prepared this year? Because it's a great gift to give people for a hostess gift or a made in Michigan gift.
This little gift pack flew off the shelves.
It was
unbelievable. I got to credit Kurt entirely.
It's a great packaging.
His dad and his uncle. I mean, this is a family deal. I've had kids bottling and crying.
So right, just imagine.
We had all kinds of fun with it. But this package, what we do is we take these strips of wood, put them together, and it's formed so that we can fit three bottles. We burn it and kind of singe it a little bit, and then we kind of shrink wrap it a little bit, put a bow on it, and say, "Hey, Merry effing Christmas!" So when you're in our business, you know we're about fun, and we're going to have a shot right now.
Killed the bottle. Yeah. Son of a gun!
You guys really did.
We're done.
I don't think
we're going to have to call the fire station and pick them up and take them home. Do you watch Shark Tank?
Yes, we actually the three of us went to see Damon Johns.
Right. Did you guys get kicked out?
No, we were
we
about
were good.
To.
We were very good.
Yeah, we were good.
No drinking there.
We weren't drinking.
Can you get on the show?
A little bit.
We heckled Damon, so I don't think we can get on the show.
Yeah. You're in trouble.
Took care of him in the parking lot. But no, they want a little piece of our business. And our goal here is to keep this business in Hadley, keep it owned within our families. No matter what happens to us, It's a legacy for the future for all of our families. And we enjoy the daylights out of it. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
What we enjoy is hanging it over our children's heads. Oh, you're the ninja. You know, you're the heir
to the ninja.
Junior, ninja fortune.
Junior stepped out of the thing. But we definitely want to keep this going. We'd be millionaires probably now if it weren't
if
for the kids
drinking,
and the wives.
Maybe if you stopped drinking.
No, it's the kids and wives because can't take that leap. We, you know, actually we work for awesome companies. So
what's
to
next?
That too.
You have the new one that you're launching, but do you see like more and more?
We sure do. In fact, we've got Ninja Number 8, which is the original, and Habanero Red Savina Habaneros have just the most beautiful heat and flavor combination. We have actually three or four different kinds of peppers in this product. It's oregano, basil, cayenne, ginger, garlic, onion. So it's a combination. And then we have amped that up just a little bit, called Arson, and that has ghost pepper in it, along with all of our other peppers.
Wow.
And it's like Ninja Number 8 Turbo. then we have a product called Sweet Ninja Brown.
Oh, I read about that. Yeah. Sounds interesting.
Let me tell you
something. Cinnamon. And
it's so good.
It is so good.
Really
it's taken over. It is so good, but it's got some heat to it, too. It's fantastic for barbecues.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I cannot have pumpkin pie without Sweet Ninja Brown.
Really?
You throw a little whipped cream on the pumpkin pie, a little Sweet Ninja Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Goodness. Imagine clove, cinnamon, ginger, a little bit of onion, and then some habanero pepper and brown sugar.
Wow.
Oh, I put that stuff on my pancakes.
Sounds yummy.
Oh.
On your pancakes.
No. Okay, so the next one coming out.
I'm not – you're going to say something funny, and I'm getting caught up in your seriousness.
Because we have, just a little minute of it.
We're sober. We are sobering out because we have run out of alcohol.
We haven't had a shot in like about
– what, 30 seconds?
3 minutes.
Is Lime Island Inferno. And Kurt, who he is called the chief – in our clique.
We've had
some trouble putting that together, but he's got the formulation down now. And we've put together a Bloody Ninja.
For us today, right?
Yeah, that's our sip on
this. I hope
this.
So. Jackie's been telling me that for a month, and they're going to do the sip on this segment. I'm like, woohoo! Yeah. Now, would you like to do this full time?
Absolutely. This would be
eventually. Yep, definitely.
Tremendous.
Do you do most of the cooking at the fire station, or you don't?
We don't actually cook at the fire station, but I do a lot of the cooking at home.
Okay.
And I like to bring things over that people haven't had before.
Did you always like to cook, like when you were young?
My mom used to cook, and we had seven kids in our family, and I would always help out. I was the youngest.
Okay.
So when she kind of got wise and said, hey, this kid likes to cook. I think I'm going to go golfing. So.
Smart mom. Now, what about doing cooking classes? Have you ever thought about doing that? Okay, John. Okay, wait. And I do have a question for you before we run out of time.
Sure you do.
John's sitting here all quiet.
The sensei and I are overpowering, and John needs to speak up here.
In between Joe and Kurt. Well, okay, you're the pizza guy of
the two
firemen.
He's a chef. Why did he not wear his chef's uniform, which we did purchase? Ninja did purchase for him. It stays on a hanger at the parlor.
I want you to tell me, and everybody that's listening, give us some tricks or some tips for making great pizza at home.
Ooh. At home?
Yeah.
That can't be done.
I can't have you
deliver.
Call
the phone number.
Call the parlor.
810.
Right. Call the parlor.
Well, now, wait. I'm an hour away. You're not – do you deliver? Because
– Yes, we do.
Oh.
As a
really?
Starting today. We're just starting.
Really?
Yes. Not to
Howell.
No, it's a little far. Well, maybe for you.
All
maybe
right.
For you.
On my birthday.
Of course on your birthday.
Right.
But
that's
wait, one more thing, though. What about the fundraiser – thing that you guys do with other firefighters with Ninja? How does Ninja give back?
You know, that's around a great question, and actually I'm glad you brought it up, because that's actually how we started making money, was that we started this as a fundraising project for fire departments, for firefighter associations. And what it allows us to do is put money into a kitty for people who have fires. They don't have any clothes, they have no food, they have no place to go. The Red Cross is helping them, and we'll be able to provide a few funds for them. Also, we've also helped out adopting families for schools that, you know, there's some kids there in the school that the principal knows.
Right.
Maybe they've got some tough times in the family, so we'll have a Christmas or a Thanksgiving dinner for them.
So how can other fire departments from, you know, can it be from around the country, or is it just in Michigan, or how can they get involved?
Worldwide.
Oh, worldwide. Yeah. Okay, so how can they get involved, though? How does that work?
They can contact us at ninja-8.com, and what we'll do is provide them all the product, and they can sell it for whatever price they'd like. And then we'll reconcile with them on the back end of it.
Okay.
And they get to keep the profits.
Okay.
And they can use those profits to help their communities or to buy equipment, gear, gloves, tanks,
oh, great,
whatever they need.
So you sell it to them for a cost, like a wholesale cost.
Absolutely.
And then they can do whatever they want, mark it up. And
yep.
That's great.
That's wonderful.
That is great.
They can make literally thousands in a matter
right.
of a couple of weeks.
Right.
The way we set it up for them, they have no outlay of cash.
Oh, that's great.
That is wonderful.
Wow.
We'll put that on our Facebook page.
Right. Rebecca, yeah. You're listening.
Oh, CEO who wants to get paid. But
yeah. Yeah. Any fire department out there, we can help you out.
Oh, okay. That's good to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, I said I wasn't going to ask, but I have to because we like to ask all our guests. Seriously. Now, seriously,
Joe.
You three.
Seriously. John, Kurt.
There's nothing
John
serious
will be
about
serious.
This
I'm going to ask John.
Here.
Before you
no.
get serious,
what
can we
advice?
Just talk about our porn names?
What? Yeah, we do have porn names.
All right. Before we get my serious question answered, Kurt, what's your porn name?
Joe.
That's not your porn
it's
name.
It's Joe? Your porn name is Joe?
We got the fluffer, the spanker, and the money shot. So.
Wait,
you do the math.
You know, wait a minute, I missed it. The what?
The fluffer, okay. the spanker, and the money shot.
Joe's the fluffer. Kurt's the spanker.
Clearly, I mean,
and we like to congratulate Jackie that John's the money shot.
He is the money shot. Sorry, Junior.
Oh, she wanted
the spanker.
Unfortunately, his daughter's sitting here.
Oh, come on.
It's all part of the production process.
Boy.
It is in the Ninja Doctrine, so sorry.
Oh, okay. Now, can I ask my serious question?
After that, really.
I mean it. What advice do you have for people that have an idea, you know, or what, you know, what advice, I mean, just what would you tell people that have an idea and want to do something with it?
Look, they're all pointing to each other.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. This is the interesting thing.
I can tell.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. With every startup and every idea, there's always struggles. And how do you balance and how do you keep that enthusiasm going when you're dealing with all the struggles? I mean, they clearly are not having a problem with that.
Or they're really good at hiding it.
I don't think they're hiding it. I think it's
or they're
brutal.
Drowning their, no, I know.
They're
no.
drowning their struggles.
Well, the know, thing is, with most companies, it's especially when you have multiple owners or partners, I think if you take care of all the back-end stuff first, it'll be successful. We took care of everything up front based on probably my history with a prior company with multiple owners.
Do you think marriages should do that?
No, definitely not. We have, and if you have a great product, it kind of takes care of itself. We are creating crack cocaine, you know, it's a crack cocaine of food, so we're creating addicts all around. In fact, one of those addicts is Mike Wagner. You know, he's a racing guy. He's a drag guy. And he actually had the satch to put our Ninja stickers on his drag cars. And they were at Nationals over, I think, Indianapolis last weekend or the weekend before. And
cool.
So we have our stickers on two drag cars on the national scene. And I think if you have really good product, it goes a long, long way. And if you can balance the partnership with that, with a great product, we definitely know we'll be successful.
Well, that's great.
Yep, that's great advice. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Really
thank you.
Good.
What? Anything else? You sure don't give me any tips on how to make a great pizza at home?
This guy knows what to do.
So, your answer should be use the Ninja spices.
There you
so
go.
The holiday gift pack. We'll be back again this year, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, perfect.
It may look a
yes. I have to ask my dad and my uncle.
Yeah, it may look a little different.
Okay.
But
4-pack.
Yeah, it's exactly. And it's designed so that it's a pick it up at the shop or get it online, and you can give it to anybody, and there's nobody who's going to not open it because
it's a perfect way to spice up somebody's holiday.
And, how many? There's four. You're saying there will be four.
Oh, there will be four.
Okay.
As long as I convince these two, the sensei and the colonel, if I can convince them of my first flavor,
fluffy,
which I've been boasting, I've been trying to pimp
Spanky.
This. I've been definitely trying to pimp this new flavor for over a year now, and they're like, "Oh yeah, great, whatever." Do it up.
Yeah. So let me make sure I get this. Who does most of the mixing of the spices?
Those two fellas right there.
Okay.
John and I.
Yeah. Okay. How long did it take you to come up with that new one that you just let me have a flavor of earlier?
Well, Kurt just came up with that
Okay, so you do
That's
it.
My first. I'm a virgin.
Oh, all right. Okay, wait. So have they tasted it before today?
No.
Let's put them on the spot.
Today.
Yeah. Come on, critique it.
Well, I tell you what, he had tasked me with coming up with it, and I had put together a rudimentary lathe. No, a rudimentary
I think you did just to satisfy me.
I did, and it just didn't work out, and it wasn't right. And this first taste that I had.
Chemistry, my friend, chemistry.
Was incredible.
So have you learned from working with them, Kurt? I mean, this isn't something you did back then.
Oh, yeah. No. These guys are definitely the chefs. John is definitely the chef, and
you're
Joe has a knack for it. I'm definitely 100% the marketing. I'm the look and sound behind the company, I think. And these two jokers are actually the guys that come up with the actual product.
Now, John, do you do most of the cooking at home?
Some of it.
Not do most of it.
What do you mean most of it? The salads.
I do all of it.
Talk about a Wallace salad. A Wallace salad is the best salad in the world. Oh, nothing gosh. Better.
Just lie, John. Just lie.
I have never come across a better cook than Jackie.
Oh,
there you go.
What?
Thanks, Joe.
No question.
She is Sicilian.
Joe.
And John
not Sicilian.
Is the best.
You're not Sicilian, you're Italian?
No, Italian. That's Sicilian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay,
I'm going to have to watch my back now for the next 3 weeks.
At least.
It's okay. At least.
Oh, boy.
John is afraid of her family. Sorry.
He should, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Can I try that? Can I try your spice?
Anyway. Well, here's what they, Jessica and Denise and Rebecca, the spice guys, were nice enough to bring you guys spices to take home. So you each get a Ninja number 8, and you get, what else is there, the Sweet Ninja Brown, right?
Sweet Ninja Brown, yep.
So each
we're
of
getting
you,
those today?
Yes, you are. Aww. They have them here.
And Arson.
Oh, and they brought Arson, so you're going to get three of them.
Right, man.
Denise, you're going to get, you guys are going to get a 3-pack.
All right.
And there's a 3-pack for Rebecca,
what do I owe you?
You get a 3-pack for Rebecca.
Well, question for you. Does your website have recipes and stuff?
No,
is it good to throw?
We have a tab, but I haven't put recipes
really
on here. I'll give you one basic direction.
Easy.
I will tell you what.
Okay. Here, wait.
Once.
Quiet, please.
Ninja number 8 on salads, you will carry it to a restaurant. You will never have a salad without it for the rest of your lives. Ninja number 8 on mac and cheese. Oh. There you go.
Really?
Mac and cheese. You will never again have mac and cheese without Ninja number 8.
Can I say something? Because I'm a Sweet Ninja Brown fanatic. Anything barbecue with Sweet Ninja Brown, it's like a perfect marriage.
So the barbecue
chicken pizzas with Sweet Ninja Brown, like I can't have my barbecue without Sweet Ninja Brown.
We do get emails.
That's Rocky, by the way.
Giving that with
Rocky,
sweet.
We do get emails. In fact, started last year or the year before, it was Thanksgiving, we actually had people emailing us that they did a Sweet Ninja Brown turkey for their family.
Ooh.
Family
oh
turkey. And it's holy crap, that was like awesome for us. So,
right.
Yeah, that was cool.
Right.
We had a few drinks after that.
Okay.
You know what? On a much somber note, but I think we still, since we have firemen in here, today is the funeral at the Breslin Center for the fireman that got hit by the vehicle. So I think just our thoughts and prayers are with that family.
Absolutely.
And that community. And, as you said,
and all the firefighters,
and what you do every day, as you said, Jessica. I mean, we respect what you do, and
you guys are underappreciated and underpaid, and and you risk your lives when it comes down to it to save other people.
Right,
that's an amazing thing.
Well, yeah, not to bring everybody down, but I think it's
We appreciate it.
Well,
I go to a lot of funerals, unfortunately, because I am the chief. It's sad.
Yeah.
And it's hard every time. That's one part of our job that's
I know.
There's not much. You can't. There's no words, basically. Right. So.
No, I know. And I didn't mean to bring everybody down, but I think, you know, it happens to be today, and we've got you here today, and we appreciate what you do. And
mentioning, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. But, we pray for their families.
We pray for their families. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you, guys. This was definitely fun and different interview for us.
Oh, we'll be putting this on our website.
I can't wait for the podcast.
Oh, gosh. Smoke Eaters Foods, and what is the website again that they can go to?
Ninja-8.com.
Okay, that's the website, and the firefighters can find out more about the way to participate in the fundraising through that, and also if people want to order it online, if they're listening around the world, that's how they can get it. And stay tuned for their holiday gift pack, because really that's if you want to give somebody a taste of Michigan, it's a perfect gift and reasonably priced and packaged really nice. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Don't leave.
No, we're not done.
They've got our sip.
Yeah,
on
you
this
have
drink.
Our drink. So we are going to have Bloody Ninjas, which Rebecca is going to post the recipe on our page. So we get to enjoy that. And thank you guys for bringing that. And also, we have a tradition with all of our guests. We toss our cookies.
Well, these guys are probably ready to toss their cookies.
They probably are. No. Don't grab that. Was that facing you? The tradition
she threw it
is,
at me.
Okay. Well, actually, that is facing you. So whichever way the prongs are facing closest to you, that means that that fortune is meant for you.
That one goes to Jessica. Right. That I can't. Those two could be iffy.
Well, in most of in our experience at home, we've always added something onto the end of the fortune.
That would be
that
bad.
As well.
What ninja number 8?
In bed.
Well, we used to say in bed.
Oh yes, that's right.
With 6 girls, but.
This is
go ahead.
I did want to mention this weekend the Renaissance Festival. I don't know is anybody planning on going to that? Have you ever been to it, John?
I have.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, I just if you do plan on going, especially Jackie and John, because I know you like to dally in the alley. but on the website under clothing policy, Jackie, I want you to take extra care to listen to this. Clothing policy, and it said all patrons must arrive and remain fully clothed.
Are you serious?
I swear to you that was on the website. And so perhaps...
Because people take their clothes off when they go to the Renaissance Festival?
Well...
So I should make sure to not get naked if I decide to go to the Renaissance Festival.
Okay, it's you.
That was part of my crazy. Before I die.
That sign is up above Jackie's home. Every Christmas party she has.
Remain, please keep your clothes on and remain fully clothed. It's only, unless you're really cute.
Listen, it's only when I know there's going to be a ninja meeting at the house. That's the only time that sign goes up.
Yeah, maybe that should be at the fire
station. Oh my gosh,
stage.
This was too much fun. But first of all, I have to give a shout out to Olivia because she's up at Central and I know she's listening here.
She's
and
us
she is my favorite
right
Wallace.
And,
sorry,
hi,
Junior.
Olivia. I wanted you to come and sing happy birthday to your mom.
She called me today and did that. So. And she's got a great voice.
She is awesome.
Your whole family has a great voice.
Yeah, you breed talent. That's already
guys.
Fun. You know.
But anyway, so hi, Liv. We love
Liv.
You.
Yes,
you are
hi, Liv.
A wonderful woman.
Love
anyway,
you.
next week's show, we're going to have Grace Thomas, the Grace Thomas Experience. She is a singer, songwriter, and vocal coach, and she has been compared to Aretha Franklin. Yeah, she's phenomenal, and she is going to talk about how to go from being a singer to being a sanger. So we're going to have her on the show. Also next week, Thursday the 24th, we have Glam Meets Jam, and that is at Hatchie's in downtown Utica. A $10 donation to get in. It's a rock and roll hair show. There's going to be a lot of live music. We're going to have great hair from Bonsadello Salon and Spa, and we have a great lineup of live music from Metro 37 Studios, and $10 that can go to help saving a life, and it's for all the proceeds go to No Resolve, which is a Michigan-based youth suicide awareness and prevention nonprofit organization. And also our own Denise Brennan Nelson, along with Rocky Belous, will be emceeing the show. So woo-hoo, that's going to be a lot of fun.
That'll be fun, Rocky.
I know, I'm so
excited. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be a good time. And then on the 30th, we have...
We have Mike Monroe here.
We do.
Who is an illustrator, artist. He's so many things. But he'll be here talking about his journey and all the things that he does. He's got many children's books that he's right. illustrated. He does a lot of artwork. He does a lot of shows throughout the state. So he'll be a lot of fun. He would have fit right in with this group.
Gosh.
I don't know that he would have been doing shots, but he would have been throwing the zingers around.
Now, he illustrated Buzzy, your first book, right?
He illustrated Buzzy, my very first children's book. He also illustrated Grady the Goose and Penny the Forgotten Coin.
Oh, wow.
Little Michigan.
Okay, great.
This should be a 2-hour show.
Great. Oh, well.
I think you guys are out of alcohol. You don't have enough alcohol for a 2-hour show.
We have a 12-pack of Nooner beer in the refrigerator, though. You're welcome.
It's not a 12-pack anymore.
Did you notice they kept getting up and leaving the room here?
Yes. No, before, I've got one more thing to share with you about your birthday, okay?
Oh.
So if you came in late, it's Jackie's birthday today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I tried to surprise her. Rocky, you weren't here, but I tried to surprise your mom, get here a half an hour early and decorate with Jessica.
Yeah, we attempted.
And who shows up in the parking lot but your mother?
Hey, girl.
But because you were born in September, you're a Virgo.
Right? I thought you were going to say virgin.
Well,
I am a Virgo.
But I did want to read to you because I found this fascinating. I never knew this about Virgos.
So is this why you were laughing?
Virgo is represented by the virgin. Although this association should not be taken literally. Rather, Virgos tend to take on some of the qualities of a virgin.
Okay.
Things like modesty and humanity. Some might consider them repressed. John? Although virgins would argue that that's a noble quality as opposed to a negative one. Most of all, Virgos enjoy indulging their practical and logical side and pouring over their projects to the 9th degree. Huh.
Huh.
What does that sound like?
Look at this desk. I don't know.
Oh, I could go on and on. There's so many funny things in here.
Remember, your birthday's around the corner.
Oh, that's right. Mine's around the corner.
Be careful what you say.
So, okay. So we did our fortunes.
We did our fortunes. Anybody want to read it, Joe? I think you should probably read yours.
Wait. Are we going to end it with the...
With the song?
No, yeah, not the song. What are we supposed to say at the end of our fortune?
Well, let the Spice Guys read their fortunes
first. Yes, go ahead.
We'll see.
Well, mine, I can't wait to get home because a pleasant surprise is in store for you in bed.
Go ahead, John. Let's
money
hear
shot.
The money shot.
Here's the money shot.
A cheerful letter or message is on its way to you.
In bed.
Kurt?
You will be successful in your career.
In bed.
Damn straight.
Jessica.
Well, this one's going to be a little awkward. So you will soon be surrounded by good friends and laughter in bed.
Oh, boy. John will be right over.
Go ahead, Rocky.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
This is so awkward.
Oh, at least I'm not the only one.
Your next interview will result in a job.
finish it.
We gotta get a porn name for her.
Yeah. Junior, you're next.
Rocky.
You've actually upped your game in the children ear.
Okay, mine is don't be hasty. Prosperity will knock on your door soon in bed.
Your money's on the counter.
we can hardly do this. We're laughing so hard. My cheeks hurt. Okay, mine says money will come to you when you are doing the right thing. In bed.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh boy, we're in trouble.
Goes without saying.
Oh boy.
This gives this whole experience a new twist. This fortune cookie. I think we're gonna have to carry on this tradition.
Oh, or we could end it with in the studio. You know,
I think I like it.
All right, we started a new segment.
Now, what happened to the Bloody Ninjas?
Well, we're getting to those.
Oh, okay,
because I'm thirsty.
So we
ran out.
We're ready to wrap it up here, I think.
We are, but we want to remind everyone that the song we're going to wrap up with was written by John Paul. He's 16 years old. It was written for One Lapeer, which is the high school in Lapeer. It resulted from East and West Lapeer coming together last year as one. He wrote this song. The school fell in love with it. They've made it their anthem. It will be played at all the home games. It's an amazing song by an amazing musician. So we are going to wrap up with that.
We are.
And I think we're pretty much there. Now, we have a saying, right? Are we going to finish with that?
We are, but don't add the in bed to it. Okay. you're going to.
Okay. So it's been great. It's been a great show. Thanks.
Yes,
thank you to all the Ninja Guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Go Lightning.
And remember, sometimes your only available transportation
is a leap of faith.
So thanks for taking a leap of faith and spending some time with us. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Becca.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Rocky. And here we go. John Paul song.
You have now entered into strike zone.
Welcome to the pier. We are the blue and green. The proud, the strong, the working, on the tough and mean. We're never going down. We're fighting to the end. You'll never be the lightning. Doors, there's no more games and fun. When the lightning strikes, you'll be on the run. Electricity is running through our veins. When it's all said and done, you will respect our name. Oh, welcome to the strike zone. Hey, we'll be sending you home. Oh, welcome to the strike zone. Take the lead, our fans are on their feet, cause we're gonna have you beat.
This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.